Yep. Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in absent members.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Today's chaplain is the Reverend Dr. Michael Jungbauer, our own senatorial. How are you?
Thank you. Well, you guys know the routine because I got to have you always hug. And the reason that you have to hug is because if you notice when you put your arms out, you open yourself up and become vulnerable. So as we go into the heart of session, let's give each other a hug.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's pray.
Enough.
Lord, let me be an instrument of your peace. Let my words be your words. You know, we've all had our moments, Lord. Cause us to think first, then speak with careful consideration. As we draw closer to conclusions on legislation, keep us open to all sides and all possibilities. At this time, Lord, we ask that you sustain our families. Just keep them safe at home as we put in longer and longer hours. We ask you to sustain our staff, the staff here in the Senate, our staff back at our offices. Lord, we can get a little testy this time of year, and we just need your blessing upon our staff. Give us an inner peace and satisfaction with our jobs that you've called us here to do, and we just give you the glory for that. Amen.
Thank you. Message. Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzel, Bonhoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Day, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson, Ropes, Fischbach, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Jungbauer, Koch, Coring, Kubli, Langseth, Larson, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Neville, Olsen, Olson G, Olson M, Ortman, Pappas, Pariseau, Pogemiller, Prentner, Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Saltzman, Saxhog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stumpf, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vanderveer, Vickerman, Wergen, and Wieger. Quorum is present.
Quorum is present. The first order of business is executive and official communications. There's one on today's printed agenda. Next order of business is reports of committees. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move the committee reports printed in today's agenda and addendum be adopted.
On the Pogemiller motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed.
Aye.
Motion prevails. Next order of business is second reading of Senate bills. There are also some printed on the addendum. They are on today's agenda. Without objection, second reading of Senate bills. Next order of business is second reading of House bills. There are two on today's printed agenda. Without objection, second reading of House bills. Next order of business is motions and resolutions. There are a number of authors' motions today. Without objection, we will take them as one motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. We've got five or six other authors' motions. Senator Higgins, did you wish to, do you have a motion to make withdrawing a committee from finance? We refer it to the Commerce and Consumer Protection Committee, Senate File 827.
That's right, Mr. President, and I've talked to both the chairs.
Okay, on the Higgins motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Johnson. Senator Betzel, did you have a... Senator Betzel, did you have a motion to make...
Mr. President, yes. I move that Senate File 1761 be withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary, return the author. Mr. President, we've got a different bill that we're going to be looking at, so I do not need to have that bill in Judiciary.
On the Betzel motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Boniff, did you have a motion to make? Are you re-referring a bill from the Committee on Finance to... the Local Government Operations and Oversight Committee, is that your motion?
Yes, it is, Mr. President. I move that Senate File 1840 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and re-referred to the Committee on State and Local Government Operations and Oversight.
Okay, you've talked to the
Yes, I have,
chairs.
Mr. President.
On the Boniff motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Johnson, did you have a motion to make?
Yes, Mr. President. I move that Senate File 1193 withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary and re-referred to the Committee on Energy, Utilities, Technology, and Communications.
You've spoken to the chairs of these committees, and they're in agreement.
Yes, Mr.
On the Johnson motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Scoy, did you have a motion to make?
Yes, Mr. President, and I would move that Senate File 1922 be removed from the Education Policy Committee and sent to Commerce, and I've spoken with both chairs, and they are agreeable to this.
On the Scoy motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Sharon, is she in the chambers? Senator Lori? Can we get back? Okay, we'll remain under motions and we'll try to get to the two at the desk. Next order of business. Excuse me, Senator Lori, did you have a motion to re-refer a bill? Excuse me, I think you're striking it from... Yeah, he's here. We just read your motion and...
Yes, Mr. President, I make a motion that Senate File 462 be re-referred to the Committee on Rules and Administration.
Apparently, this is a constitutional amendment. It has to go to rules. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. Okay. This is. It's a resolution, and it needs to go to rules.
Okay, resolution does too. On the Lori motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Sharon, did you have a motion to make? Here, I can read. No, I a little mistake at the front desk. We'll go to the next order of business today will be the calendar. There are two bills on today's calendar agenda. They will be votes on the board, so stay seated. First bill in the calendar will be Senate File 1340, third reading.
Senate File 1340, a bill for an act relating to public defense, requiring a report to the legislature on public defender services in the 4th Judicial District.
Secretary will take the roll. Desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. It'll be at 59 ayes, 0 nays. The bill is passed and its title agreed to. Next bill, the last bill on the calendar for today, will be Senate File 357. Senator Berglund, maybe you should... Yeah, but I want her at her seat, though. Senator Berglund, we're going to... I just would like... we're going to take the third reading on your bill, Senate File 357, and when we do that, we want the authors at their seat. Third reading. Secretary.
Senate File 357, a bill for an act relating to housing, regulating transactions between certain low-income and moderate-income housing developers and local units of government.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 63 ayes and 0 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Next order of business is a Senate consent calendar for the day. There are two bills on the consent calendar. First one we'll consider is House File 1008, Senator Moi.
Mr. President, House File 1008.
That'd be a House File, okay.
Yep, House File 1008 is a technical correction. It came from the BCA, and it is just an attempt to conform Minnesota child protection background checks to federal standard that's currently in law. So this is just a federal conformity issue, Mr. President.
Further discussion on Senate House File 1008. Seeing none, the Secretary will give Senate File 1008 its third reading.
House File 1008, a bill for an act relating to public safety, changing certain background check requirements.
Secretary will take the roll. All seen. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 66 ayes, Zero nays. The bill is passed and its title agreed to. The last bill in the consent calendar will be Senate file number 1150, Senator Olsen.
Mr. President, Senate file 1350 is a bill that addresses school elections. There's language as it exists says that upon a petition of 50 voters or a petition of 5% from the last election to have a call for a special election, and we've just put in language that says that whichever is greater. So it's just a kind of a technical correction.
Any discussion on Senate file 1350? Seeing none, the secretary will give Senate file 1350 its third reading.
Senate file 1350, a bill for an act relating to education, clarifying the requirements for petitioning a school board to hold a special election.
Secretary will take the roll. Senator Fredrickson. Senator Sharon. All senators having voted desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. Being 66 ayes and zero nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Next order of business will be general orders.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
I move that the Senate do now resolve itself into a committee of the whole for the purposes of taking up general orders calendar.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. The committee shall be in order.
Mr. President, I'd like to designate in this order number 6, number 5, number 12, number 18, and number 42. 6, 5, 12, 18, 42.
6, 5, 12. Okay. The committee has before it Senate file number 547, Senator Ortman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I move that when this committee do arise, Senate file 547 be recommended to pass.
Senator Ortman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Senate file 547 is another non-controversial bill from Scott County. The Scott County Board of Commissioners has asked for authority to assume some of the responsibilities currently being managed by the Scott County Library Board. What they asked to do is have more administrative oversight over the County Board Library Board's budget. This Senate file did pass through the required committees. It had the support of and testimony and support of from the County Board and also from the County Library Board. So everyone in Scott County agrees. We're hoping that we can get the authority we need from this chamber and from the state to do what the residents of the county would like to do in the management of their library board. I would say that Washington and Hennepin counties already have been granted this authority by the state to do this same combination, and so I would ask your support for the residents of Scott County.
Any further discussion on Senate file 547? There be no further discussion. The question occurs on the Senator Ortman's motion that 547 be recommended to pass. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. The next bill on general orders today will be Senate file 1053, Senator Rummel.
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee do arise, Senate file number 1053 be recommended to pass.
Okay. Senator Rumble.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, this is a technical cross-reference bill that brings statutes relating to Ramsey County corrections up to date with current practices in other counties. It makes the ratio of good days consistent with what other counties are doing and what current law is. And secondly, gives Ramsey County flexibility in the per diem charge. It charges for inmates who choose to serve their time in that county. I urge members to support this bill.
A further discussion on Senate File 1053. Seeing none, the question reoccurs on Senator Rummel's motion that Senate File 1053 be recommended to pass. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. The next bill under consideration on general orders will be number 12, Senate File 585, Senator Coring.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee do arise, that Senate File number 585 be recommended to pass.
Senator Coring.
Well, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, I've got to tell you, I'm so excited. It almost takes my breath away because we're doing something right now with this bill that we normally don't do here. We're repealing statute instead of adding more onto the statute books, and so that makes me pretty happy. Mr. Chairman, is anybody listening to me? Or?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Is this your re-election bill?
Yeah.
All right, let's listen to Senator Coring.
Mr. Chairman, what this bill does is it repeals statute 15.995, a statute which prevents the city of Little Falls from selling, leasing, or contracting its property that it owns that are listed on the National Register of Historic Places. This legislation was passed last year, and what it did is it really put the city of Little Falls in a tough situation where they weren't even able to lease the library to the Library Association. And so what we're wanting to do is we're wanting to repeal this. The city of Little Falls has unanimously passed a resolution. They actually had a lawsuit against the state on this legislation. They've dropped the lawsuit, hoping that we can get this this repealed so that they don't have to keep spending money to fight the state on this. So I'm hoping that you'll support me on this. This is a good bill.
Any further discussion on the good bill? There being no further discussion, Senator Coring renews his motion that Senate File 585 be recommended to pass. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. The next bill under consideration will be number 18, Senator Youngbauer.
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee do arise, Senate File 252 be recommended to pass.
Senator Youngbauer.
Mr. Chair, members, Senate File 252 officially would recognize the city of Elk River as Energy City. Elk River has been known as Energy City since 1997 when it won a contest put on by the Minnesota Environmental Initiative. And it's continued that passion of being called Energy City since that time. So for 10 years, it's promoted the term Energy City. And in fact, if others were thinking about wanting to become Energy City, you can't do it. They've protected the name Energy City at the state level. They've protected it as Elk River Energy City, just plain Energy City and Energy City Elk River. And really what this legislation would do would make it permanent in our statute so that we don't have another problem like we've seen up north where people across the country are fighting for the icebox of the nation type of status. This is currently protected. This would keep Elk River from having to defend itself potentially in a lawsuit if it had to or if it forgot to re-protect its name like one of our northern cities in Minnesota. So, members, I urge your support on Senate File 252.
A further discussion on Senate File 252.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Wergen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to rise in support of this bill. I think the body should know about a couple of things that the City of Elk River, along with Sherburne County, have done and why this is a really worthy designation for the city. They not only have used geothermal heating in some of their buildings, the newer buildings, they are putting up a windmill for one of their schools. They have four generators on the landfill, which takes the methane gas off from the landfill and lights in about 4,000 houses. They have a burn facility that keeps 85% of the garbage from going into the landfill. They have a plant next to the ash landfill that uses part of the ash to make into cement products, and the list just goes on and on. This city has gone way above and beyond to do energy efficient things that are good for the environment, good for the city, and good for the people. Thank you for supporting the bill.
Further discussion on Senate File 252. Seeing none, Senator Youngbauer renews his motion that Senate File 252 be recommended to pass. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. On the next bill, on general orders, number 42, Senator Erickson Ropes, Senate File number 144. Senator Ropes, Erickson Ropes.
Mr. President, I do move that when this committee do arise, Senate File 144 be recommended to pass.
Senator Erickson Ropes on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. President and committee members. I'm very proud today to be standing before you to propose a bipartisan bill that just has to do with Winona County, so I'm particularly proud that it has to do with Winona County, and I'm also very proud that it has to do with clean, renewable energy. This would give Winona County the authority to build and own and generate electricity from a wind turbine. And the bill did start out giving all counties the same authority. Right now, if you're a city, you have the authority to put up a wind turbine. If you're a school district, you have the authority to put up a wind turbine. But counties do not have that authority. So this initially intended to give all counties the same authority as is in the statute right now related to wind energy. In our conversations with the energy industry and Xcel in particular, and I worked with Senator Gimsey on language having to do with wholesale and retail, all stakeholders are in agreement right now to limit this just to Winona as the bill designates. But the energy industry is planning on bringing back legislation or recommendation for language next year that would extend to all counties. So this would be the first project in the state where counties are allowed to put up a wind turbine and sell that energy.
Any further discussion on the bill? Seeing none, the question occurs on the motion of Senator Erickson Ropes that the Senate file number 144 be recommended to pass. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Pogemiller.
I move that the committee do now arise and report.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails. Senate will be in order. Senator, next order of business.
Nope, Mr. President.
Oh, sir.
I move.
Senator Pogemiller, yep.
I move that the report of the committee of the whole, as kept by the secretary, be now adopted.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator, remaining on motion, Senator Rest, did you have a motion to make?
Yes, Mr. President. I move that Senate file number 981, number 13 on general orders, be stricken and re-referred to the Committee on State and Local Government Operations and Oversight. The committee report came to the floor without the amendments that were added in the committee, and so we need to take it back and fix the bill and send it back to the floor.
On the rest motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. One more motion that I'm aware of to be read. Senator Higgins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate File 816, number 20 on general orders, be stricken and referred to finance.
Okay, on the Higgins motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. The next order of business will be introduction and first reading of Senate bills. They are printed on today's agenda. Without objection, first reading of Senate bills. Next order of business is announcements of Senate interest. Without objection, Senator Chaudhry will be excused from today's session from 11:20 to 11:25. And Senator Vandiver from 11 to 11:30. Without objection, we're going to revert to introductions and first reading of bills. There's two at the desk to be read.
Senators Pogemiller, Senjum, and Bach introduce Senate File 2054, a bill for an act relating to state government regulating the state budget reserve.
To be referred to the Tax Committee. Senator Rest, did you have an announcement to make?
Yes, Mr. President. All of the members should have received a letter from the Legislative Audit Commission. We are in the process of selecting the topics for evaluation by the legislative auditor. There is a survey that was attached to the letter and a brief description of the topics that are under consideration. The deadline for returning this with your picks, if you will, is Monday, March 26th, and to return them to the legislative auditor's office. We do like to have as much participation by the bodies in making and giving us recommendations on the Legislative Audit Commission for the program evaluations, and I would appreciate your attention to this matter. Thank you.
Without objection, Senator Stump will be excused from today's session from 11 to 11:15.
Mr. President.
Senator Worgen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would the Majority Leader yield?
Majority Leader will yield. Senator Worgen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Pogemiller, could you announce for the entire body the sessions that we're going to have from now through Saturday and which appropriations bills we're going to hear tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, so that all of us are well prepared for those that are coming up and what times we need to be here. Thank you.
Senator Pogemiller.
Thank you. Senator, thank you for that question. We're going to have session tomorrow at 1, and we're planning to caucus at noon because we're going to take up a couple of omnibus bills. The DFL is going to caucus at noon. It's up, but that's why the session's at 1, to give some time for that. And the higher ed bill and the ag and veterans bill would be on the floor tomorrow, starting at 1 o'clock. And then on Friday, there would be a noon session, and the transportation bill would be on the floor. And then Saturday, state government, the session will start probably at noon, and it'll be state government and public safety.
OK, Okay, any further?
Well, 1 second. Yes, state government and public safety.
Okay.
And we, Senator Wergen, excellent question. We will, we've been moving things around a little here, but we will try to get a tentative schedule out for everybody so you know what the process is. Apparently something was sent yesterday, and as we make minor adjustments to it, there's going to be an attempt to get the E-12 bill out of both finance, out of division, finance, and taxes by Saturday. Not on the floor, but out of division, I think, on Wednesday night, Senator Stumpf. Is that tonight? Senator Stumpf, tonight. Finance, I think, on Friday morning. And then taxes on Saturday morning. And I believe Senator Cohn is also going to have a Saturday morning meeting to deal with some bills. So Saturday will be a busy day. But we'll try. I'll get the best information we can. We'll get forwarded today.
Senator. Okay. Any further announcements? Senator Sengem.
Mr. President, the Senate Republicans will meet in the SOB conference room at 5 o'clock to review the higher ed bill.
Okay. Any further announcements? Senator.
Mr. President, then I would move that the Senate do now adjourn till Thursday, March 22nd, 1 p.m.
On the motion to adjourn, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.